Energy drinks are everywhere today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sean Nort, professor of pharmacy at Chapman University, looks into the effect these drinks have on the teens who consume them regularly.
Energy drinks may prove harmful for teens who consume them, and 81% of teens report drinking these beverages at least once a week. Nearly 30% reported trying energy drinks for the first time at age 12 or even younger. Results of a recent study show that 40% of teens aged 13 to 19 report at least one negative effect after consuming these caffeine-infused drinks. The most common reported adverse effects in this study were insomnia, feeling jittery, palpitations, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, headaches, chest pain, or shortness of breath. Of concern, 24% of teens report mixing energy drinks with alcohol or illicit drugs, including marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, LSD, and/or PCP. Reasons reported for using energy drinks include to increase energy as a study aid, to improve sports performance, because it feels cool, use while driving, and also the taste. Interestingly, several participants view these beverages as being healthy, and they're also being used for weight loss by some adolescents. There are currently over 500 brands of energy drinks available on the market, with sales reaching billions of dollars. How do teens choose which brands to purchase? Both brand name and packaging, as well as their friends' influence, played a role in their choice. Surprisingly, cost proved to be the least important factor. Currently, there are no age limits set in place to purchase energy drinks in the United States, although several countries have restricted sales to minors or banned them altogether. It may be wise to discuss energy drinks with teens before they start buying them.
That was Sean Nort of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.